Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, can we boost tourism through the arts? We'll find out. Kristen Avancino will be here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Ernie Adler, Mendy Elliott, and Dory Guy. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Debbie, who do you use for workers' comp? Bob and I are paying a fortune, and the service is terrible.
Ever since Jerry and I've been building homes, we've used Pro Group. Come to think of it, they haven't raised our rates in 10 years. They've done background checks for us and safety training. We've saved a lot of money.
Well, Bob just added more trucks and drivers, and I think it's time for a change. I'm going to call Pro Group today. Okay, spot me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
When you are wrongfully injured through no fault of your own, life can be tough.
Oasis Legal Finance is the number one choice to provide clients the money they need for bills and living expenses long before their case may settle. Call Oasis now. If you're approved, you could have a check in as little as 24 hours. The phone call is free. The application is free. And there's no obligation to repay if you lose your case. Call Oasis now.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased and honored to welcome to the program Kristen Avancino. She's president and executive director of the E.L. Wiegen Foundation. Pleasure to have you here on the program, ma'am. I want to talk to you about Arte Italia. How did this come about? And it came out of Reno, Nevada, but it really has effects for the entire state, if not the whole country.
Exactly. And we are very excited about the growth and the emergence of a concept. As I was preparing to come visit you, I was looking at the New York Times and I saw an article whose title said, "The Dream Without the Drive." And I thought, oh, whoa, that is not the E.L. Wiegand Foundation, nor any of our entities, because since 1981, we have very quietly, but very judiciously, worked at the business of philanthropy. And during that time, we have awarded over $40 million in Nevada alone. $40 million. And that represents approximately 35% of our giving, our gifting, our granting, since 1981. We have had dreams. And one of the dreams that we had and have had for a long time is this notion of history in Northern Nevada. The notion that Italians were pioneers. They were robustly immersed in the emergence of the Truckee Meadows. And if one doesn't secure the traditions of a culture, they evaporate, they go away. It's reality. So we set about in the early 2000s to create a mission and to expedite that mission. It's hard work, Sam, as you know. Philanthropy is business. It's diligence, it's tenacity. And so we basically created a marriage unique to this country, we have found out, of the exploration and the representation of traditional Italian culinary arts and the exhibition and the representation of Italian culture.
Let's talk about the culinary portion first. You did something really quite extraordinary.
Yes.
Bringing chefs from Italy.
Yes.
Tell us how this came about.
Yes. It's fascinating because the building itself on Flint and California
this
Avenue,
is the Nevada 442. Museum of Art.
No, this is Arte Italia at 442 Flint Street, was a mansion created by Frederick de Longchamp in 1914. As you know, there have been many, many iterations, restaurants, etc., from the 60s going forward. And we renovated this building to not only house Italian art, but to marry the historical presence and the grandeur of this jewel in the Arts Corridor in Reno with a state-of-the-art contemporary exploratory demonstration kitchen. When people walk through the door, they're breathless because it's a wonderful counterpoint of the traditional vestibules and living rooms with this extraordinary experimentational kitchen, state of the art, even has a forno. So we set about, the chairman and myself, to move throughout Italy. It sounds glamorous, but it's hard work, to find regional chefs who not only have practiced their prowess for a long time, but are excellent communicators. Obviously, some knowledge of English is imperative, but also this notion of how do you portray the gift of the Italian cuisine to others in a give and take, very interactive, intimate setting, because our classes are between 25 and 35 people. So since our opening in October of 2008, we have welcomed, and everyone wants to come back because every chef is treated with such respect and dignity, and we do roll out the red carpet in Northern Nevada for these chefs from various regions. We've had our initial chef was Biagio Lungo from Sorrento. We've had a master chef from the hotel, a hotel in Rome. We've had a John Nocita, who is a premier, not only chef, but brainiac when it comes to Italian cuisine, and funded and founded the Institute for Italian Cuisine
in Italy. And they're bringing their own ingredients with them, correct?
It's interesting you ask that, because periodically at the foundation office, because the foundation does own and operate Arte Italia, which means everything we do is not for profit. Huge boxes arrive, and we say, okay, as we start to dissect them, there are ingredients that cannot still be found locally. And these chefs plan their menus well in advance, and our staff assists with purchasing most of the ingredients here in Reno. But on some occasions, a special olive oil, a truffle oil, a special garnish will be sent to us prior to the chef appearing.
Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about how you turn this into the business of tourism and how it can help both Northern Nevada and Southern Nevada. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
We, the voters, are about to have a showdown with Harry Reid in his hometown of Searchlight, Nevada. And you're invited to help us kick Harry out of the Senate and send him back home for an early retirement. Join the Tea Party Express Showdown and Searchlight Rally March 27th, featuring Republican Vice Presidential Candidate Sarah Palin, Libertarian Vice Presidential Candidate Wayne Allen Root, Conservative Commentator Andrew Breitbart, Joe the Plumber, Saturday Night Live's Victoria Jackson, radio talk show hosts including Roger Hedgecock, Heidi Harris, Mark Williams, Melanie Morgan, Jerry Doyle, and many more. Bring your best Tea Party signs, a lawn chair or blanket, and most importantly, bring your patriotism and determination determination to take our country back from the failed politicians. Complete details, including information on charter buses and RV parks, available online at teapartyexpress.org.
Our country deserves better. PAC. Teapartyexpress.org is responsible for the content of this ad.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, we focus on attracting high-tech companies to Northern Nevada. One vital amenity provided to companies at TRI is a connection to a complete digital fiber network. This gives the ability of unlimited bandwidth and voice services to every business. And what's charged for the installation of this valuable asset? Nothing. Zero. Nada. And that's a pretty good deal. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue a conversation with Kristen Avancino. She's the president and executive director of the Yale Wiegand Foundation, and that is the group that has helped form Arte Italia. We talked about the cooking side of this, but there's also been an extraordinary artwork side of this. A recent exhibit and a future one coming up that has drawn the attention from all across the country.
Extraordinarily present in Reno, and as I am an adjunct professor at the university and discuss with students this notion that do your work well and someone will notice. Well, we had initiated Arte Italia, and it came to being that some extraordinary business people took notice of something unique in the country. First of all, the ambassador Daniele Bodini, who serves in the UN representing San Marino, noticed Arte Italia, came to visit, was impressed not only with the support of the mayor, but city leaders and the building itself. He, in 2003, created FIAC, the Foundation for Italian Arts and Culture, and his sole duty as a cultural broker is to place extraordinary pieces of art, his power, his domain, in smaller venues throughout the United States. He chose Reno, Nevada to house Donna Lavallotta, the girl, from its opening several months ago to its closing March 21st. This is unprecedented, to have a work of art by Raphael created in 1516 with a frame that dates from 1620 at the Nevada Museum of Art. Obviously at Arte Italia we could not secure this masterpiece, but the Nevada Museum of Art, with whom we have collaborated for over a decade, is exhibiting in extraordinary fashion this work of art.
And what's been the response?
The response has been phenomenal. The museum itself has seen an increase in membership of 12%. We have surpassed now 10,000 viewers. And at Arte Italia, where we actually, in concert with the arrival of the girl, have a documentary created by David Allen Brown, have seen probably a tenfold attendance rate. So clearly, anecdotally, I can tell you our office building is across the street. We have a parking problem. We have a lot of out-of-state license plates. We have school buses. We are bursting at the seams in the arts corridor, a problem we love.
So now, are you prepared to talk about the next exhibit?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's here. And it is here because of another gentleman who understood the importance of arts in America, but also specifically the jewel that we have created in Arte Italia. And this is a man named Mario Resca. He has just been appointed as a quintessential businessman to serve President Berlusconi in the exportation of unique and traditional, shall we say, artworks. Mario knew of Arte Italia. He called our chairman while our chairman was hiking in the Sierras, how prophetic, and said, we want the Beffy Triptych to be exhibited in Reno, Nevada. We want it to come to Arte Italia.
For those that might not know, would you explain what that is?
Yes.
And we have about a minute and a half.
Okay. It is a beautiful early 15th century altarpiece, which has been ensconced in Beffy, which is in the area of Abruzzo, which suffered an earthquake in April 2009. And in reward and in gracious diplomacy, because America came to the earthquake scene very first with relief, this amazing altarpiece is being showcased in very select venues. We follow the Getty Museum, and it will be on view in the Nevada Museum of Art until April 10th.
Okay, let me ask you, we've got about a minute left. Mm-hmm. What kind of effect has this had in your relationship with the hotel casinos in Northern Nevada, and is it bringing business to town?
Yes, we have not seen the specific numbers, but I will tell you that the downtown properties have been amazingly supportive, and in the demonstration of our marketing campaign with the girl, and Reno gets the girl, they have been extremely supportive, creating packages. You know, the arts are business, and in Nevada in 2008, there were 5,070 arts-related businesses that employed over 22,000 people. So when we look at the whole notion of social capital, cultural capital, and geographic capital, which we have the best, like Tahoe, our skiing, our open spaces, our river. Clearly, this can be an engine.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for all your efforts and
the
Wiegand Foundation's efforts, and we appreciate it. And let's see more arts tourism. We love
Absolutely.
It. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This year, we're really celebrating our anniversary. Purchase any item, sale price, 25 to 50% off, and your second item will be half off MSRP. Living room, dining, and bedroom, all on sale. And your second item of equal or lesser value will be half off. Repeat this deal as many times as you like. Plus, we're offering extra discounts for payment in full or 0% financing. Ennis's half off anniversary sale is just too good to pass up.
Ennis Fine Furniture.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
I'm Mark, and this is my wife, Donna. Two new Toyotas. That's what we're looking at for this weekend.
Your loyalty has helped make us the number one car brand in America. So we're offering you our biggest thank you ever. Now lease a Camry for just $199 a month, or lease RAV4 for $199 a month. You can also take home Camry or RAV4 and make no interest payments for 5 years. And current Toyota owners visit Toyota.com for unprecedented offers.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Ernie Adler is here, the former state senator. Dory Guy, vice chair of the Washoe County Democratic Party. And Mendy Elliott, consultant. Pleasure to have you all on the program. New York Times.
Thank you.
Breaking the story this morning, actually last night, with messages now linking Senator Ensign to the job effort. Previously undisclosed email messages turned over to the FBI and Senate ethics investigators provide new evidence about Senator John Ensign's efforts to steer lobbying work to the embittered husband of his former mistress and could deepen his legal and political troubles. These are the first written records from Senator Ensign documenting his efforts to find clients for Doug Hampton. This is just getting worse and worse.
It is, and right now I would say Nevada has probably the most powerful delegation in the U.S. Senate, and I'm really concerned with all the recent political developments, we're going to end up go from first to last in terms of power, and that's going to really impact our ability to balance the budget in the 2011 legislative session. So it could have huge ripple effects for the whole state.
We're pretty much last in everything, and this is just going to be another last for us. Unfortunately, it really looks bad for the state of Nevada.
Do you think Senator Ensign is going to continue to stay in office, see it through to the bitter end?
I'm not an attorney. I'm not there. I didn't live this with Senator Ensign, but I just feel so sorry for he and his wife, and more importantly, his staff. Nobody signs
up for
this.
You feel sorry for him?
I do.
He's the one that's done this.
No.
There wouldn't be a problem.
Well, I agree, but I think that there's some, I think that there's two sides of the story, and I don't know what the story is.
Well,
and until I hear the story, Sam, maybe I'm Pollyanna, but I need to hear the story.
I think we've seen a good portion of the story, and I really hope that he's able to stay until the end of his term and then graciously step out.
And I'm avoiding getting into the salacious areas of this deliberately because I find the whole thing pretty pathetic.
I think it's sad. The whole thing's sad. I think it's sad for the state, and I don't think Nevadans deserve it.
We really don't.
We don't deserve this.
In that case, resignation will be a good thing. Senator Ensign also yesterday bragged on the social network website Twitter about an amendment to return millions of dollars to rural Nevada in geothermal royalties, not mentioning the fact that he voted against the bill 45 minutes earlier on Wednesday. Nevada Democrats were quick to pounce, calling the Republican a hypocrite. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's typical double talk. I mean, do we expect anything less?
Yeah, I'm very disappointed in some of that. I mean, it has to do with, voting against stimulus money and then, bragging about getting stimulus money. I mean, I think people need to start being consistent in their positions.
Rather than disingenuous.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
Yes. I agree. It doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. Both sides of the aisle is guilty of that at one point or the other. And frankly, I think people just need, we want honesty. I mean, is that too much to ask from all our politicians?
Exactly. All we want is honesty.
Ernie, let's go back in history. When was honesty the big thing in politics?
It really hasn't been.
Cutting down the cherry tree.
Well, I think we're getting to the point where people really need to be honest. We have the 2011 session coming. Obviously, anybody that's analyzed that knows that you have to do two things, cut programs and raise taxes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I haven't heard anybody say that. We really do need some honesty among these politicians. Tell people how it is. Tell them they're not going to get everything they want, and they're probably going to pay more for it.
But isn't this where you want to see statesmanship, which is where, obviously nobody's going to get elected on saying, I'm going to cut your programs and raise your taxes.
Yeah.
But if people get into office and actually do what they consider to be the right thing, regardless of re-election chances, isn't that where the honesty comes through in statesmanship?
Well, I would hope so, but the public needs to back people that are willing to make those tough choices. I mean, they can't keep voting people in who say, well, I'm going to cut your taxes and increase your programs. I mean, because that's just not, the math just doesn't work. So they need to be with these people who are willing to tell them the truth.
Dory, you're out there in the trenches. The anger amongst the voters is palpable.
It is, and unfortunately, we are eventually going to have to raise taxes. And everyone I've talked to, they don't want to raise taxes, but they still want to continue the services that they're receiving on the same level. And ultimately, we have to raise taxes. That's, to me, is personally, I feel that's the only choice.
I've got a funny feeling you might disagree with that.
Well, I think first off, we need to understand what the expectation needs to be. What does state government really need to look like? And I don't think we really know. And until we step back and have that dialogue to understand what should the appropriate state government of Nevada look like, and what are the expectations of the people, then we can start of course, I'm a bottom line person, then we can start really understanding where we need to be. And until we understand that pathway,
But it's being handed to us because we know that, we're not going to have half the funding for the budget going into the next biennium.
We didn't have half the budget this time, but stimulus bailed us out.
But are you back to Pollyanna
that you think we're going to get more stimulus?
No. In fact, I don't want more stimulus.
But we really can't be like the Nicaragua of North America. I mean, where you have really rich people, really poor people, no taxes, no services, no roads.
But people have got to be real.
We do have to provide basic services to people, and we're not even headed there in 2011 unless we do something.
Define basic services, and I think that that's part of the challenge.
It's not being dead last in education, dead last in every other category. That's not basic services.
I think we need to have an appropriate government, and I think we need to understand that definition as we move forward with elected officials and understand what their definition of appropriate government should be. And I don't think we know that. We see snapshots, 30-second commercial sound bites, and we go with that candidate.
Well, we have government by platitudes right now. We don't really have people that have programs.
No, we don't.
The last word.
No, I absolutely agree with Ernie.
By platitudes.
Yeah.
That's where we got to leave it.
Thank you,
folks. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
60.
30.
75.
65.
It's not just a number. It's a revolution.
I'm a 30.
I'm a 25.
Your sleep number.
My sleep number is 50.
I'm a 90.
Because even though 9 out of 10 couples demand different degrees of firmness, only one bed delivers that. The Sleep Number bed.
My sleep number is 35.
And I'm a 60.
After we found our sleep numbers, it brought us back together again in the same bed.
It calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side.
Now that we have the bed, we have one less thing to argue about. Because I got my soft bed, she's got her firm bed.
85, 55.
My sleep number is a 35.
And mine's an 80.
But now that I'm pregnant, it's a 50.
Mine's still an 80.
The Sleep Number bed, a revolution in sleep. But it just could be a revolution in marriage.
I actually enjoy sleeping next to my husband now.
Find your sleep number together. And you'll only find it at a Select Comfort Sleep Number Center.
This year, get the most out of your lawn with the fertilizer that gives you the most for your money. Scott's Turf Builder. It has what other fertilizers don't. Scott's patented all-in-one granule. Every key nutrient combined into a single particle, so every part of your lawn gets more even feeding. Bargain brands have separate nutrients on separate particles, so feeding can be hit or miss. And a lot of what they give you isn't even food, it's filler. Some have up to 40% sand, sawdust, even gravel. But Scott's Turf Builder has no filler. It's 100% food. The perfect balance of nutrition lawns need to be beautiful, durable, barefootable. It all adds up to the Scott's advantage. It's a difference you can see, a difference you can feel. It's a difference you can enjoy. And now, it's up to $5 off your next purchase. Go to Scotts.com to get your coupon. For a lawn that can't be beat, get a fertilizer that can't be copied. Get the Scott's advantage.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Coming up on our next broadcast, we have Sig Rogich and John Chachas. We'll see you on the next broadcast.